Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard. And I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down, really. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
It's here. Batman, the video game. From Sunsoft. For the Nintendo Entertainment System. Let the battle begin.
Ooh.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Play Retro. It's Tuesday, September 20th, episode 36 of Play Retro, and I'm Scott Johnson, your host. And my parents never died in a theater alleyway, but they did let me be Batman for Halloween for 3 years in a row.
So they kind of deserved it. And I am your other host, Brian Dunaway, and I'm Batman. No, wait. I'm Robin. No, wait. I'm Batgirl. Oh. Yeah, I'm Batgirl. Yeah, she drives a 600cc Honda Batblade. What does Batman drive? Oh, I'm Batman.
His car's way cooler than her thing. Yeah. The freaking motorcycle sucks. Plus, didn't she break her back? What happened there? I don't know the comic storyline there, but something happened and she was paralyzed. Remember that?
Right. Alicia Silverstone. She didn't hurt
her. No, not her. It's somebody in the comic. One of the comic runs was the Joker or somebody broke her back. And so she started just hanging out in the Batcave. Given instructions to Bruce Wayne on what to do.
This feels right. It also feels like this is a different storyline, like Flash or something. I feel like you're right, but I also feel like you're way wrong. But
that's what it is. Tondragos is right. Barbara was shot by the Joker. But there are multiple storylines, multiple Earths. Like it may, you know, she's multiple alive and Earths. Well and doing fine enough.
Well, until 52, right? And then it was
reset
time,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. But now we're past that by like 10 years. Can you believe it's been that long? It's been like 10 years since the New 52. That's crazy. Now, you might say to yourself, why are you guys talking about Batman? Well, because later we're going to be talking a lot about Batman and in a very specific retro video game kind of way. So stick around for it. In the meantime, I have some good news to report in a world full of bad news and, you know, negativity and propaganda and spin. I have some actual good news. All right, here you go. I accidentally dropped my Super Nintendo Entertainment System Classic Edition on the cement.
What? Dude, there's so many questions.
I was moving it, and I slipped, and I dropped it hard. And the good news is, not only did it not, it shows nowhere or tear, like not even a dent or a ding or a crack or anything.
Were you walking it?
Fine.
You're not supposed to walk those, you know. You don't have to take them out to the pavement and walk them. They get their own exercise.
It was basement cement, and I was moving it from a room where I had some storage into another place, and where this basement cement ends and the carpet begins is where I dropped it, and it went kirk and bounced across the room, and then I was like freaking pissed, and then I plugged it in, and it was fine, and it worked. Everything played fine, and then I pulled it out and looked at it again and like inspected it really close. I couldn't even find a chip on that thing.
That is awesome. Did you shake it? Because that's where I usually find something goes wrong.
It's like, I shook it. It's like, here, I moved it again. I had it here earlier and I moved it. But
yeah, if you shake it, it sounds like a paint can.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't get any any bits in there or nothing. It's all good. Solid
that
state.
That is awesome.
Yeah, rock solid. I'm pretty happy. I don't even think, I mean, they're always kind of built like trucks, but maybe the original SNES would have, you know, shattered or broken or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think the larger you get, the heavier it is, the greater chance for it to fracture, right?
Yeah, yeah,
I would
think. Yeah, because this is a tighter.
Once again, another mark for the many.
That's right. Yum. That's right. Dense plastic for the win, everybody.
Yes, dense plastic.
What have you been up to? Oh, I saw your Steam deck is coming. Is that true? Is that happening?
It is. Can you believe it? I pre-ordered it real late. I didn't pre-order mine until after you got on here and you was like, okay, coming here. It's like, shut up. All right.
I waited a year. You only waited like a month.
Right. I waited. Yeah. I think I ordered it like it's like maybe 60 days, like 58 days or something like that. So yeah. Real short time now. And yeah.
They're catching up. That's what's going on there.
Yeah. If you're looking to get one, it might not be bad. It might be within under 2 months. Currently the way it's moving, so pretty good. I haven't gotten my shipping notification yet, but I gave him my money.
Well, two of my favorite co-hosts in the world are getting Steam Decks this week. You
yes.
and John Jagger both ordered theirs like the same day. So there you have
it. We probably kicked off by the fact that Scott wouldn't shut up about his.
Yeah, I was kind of loud.
Me and John are easy.
I still kind of want to talk about mine a lot, you know. Like
you can
all
talk about it. You got to talk about it now because now I'm going to get mine. I'm going to talk about mine.
That's right. You are going to talk about yours. And, you know, we'll certainly discuss them continually as great retro devices. But lately I've been playing because they finally finished the game. The 2-year-old released game Cyberpunk. They finally freaking finished it, it feels like. So I've been playing that. And what's cool is I own it on Series X PC. And they, with this latest patch, introduced cross-save capability, so you can just have your saves wherever you're at. So I have been jumping back and forth. Was on the couch for a while, threw it over to the PC for a while, threw it onto the Steam Deck for a while. And the Steam Deck's got like, as soon as you boot it up on there, it says using Steam Deck configuration. It already has like presets for best Steam Deck performance and stuff. Anyway, I love that device. I have nothing but good things to say about that thing.
You got the big one, right?
I got the big one.
The 512. I got one in the middle.
It's a two. What'd you get? The 256.
The one. The only thing's different between it is it's got a little. It's a little smaller. Yeah. 256, and it doesn't have the anti-glare screen.
Oh.
And I wasn't sure how I felt about that. But we're gonna see. But I didn't want to order the same one as you for a couple of reasons because I wanted that so we could kind of test. Plus, I don't really play in glary places. I'm pretty much a dark gamer. Look at my office right now. So I'm a dark gamer. I don't play outside. That's for chumps.
Yeah, that's your dark net name, the dark gamer. That's how he gets your Bitcoin and hold your computer hostage. Dark gamer. But no, like nothing wrong with that. There's still MVNE or MVNE, MNNVME, whatever it is. Really fast drives is the point. So you still get that with the 256. You're just getting a little less storage is all. And I didn't know about the glare screen thing. I didn't know that was even a thing. I had no idea.
I got a protector on the way. This got the anti-glare on it too. So we'll just say I'm going to fiddle around with it. That's what I like to do. There was no sense of getting the exact same thing and then let's sit here and talk about the same thing. That would be stupid.
Now, what you did also is you got this sweet photo up here. People at home can't see that. People listening can't see this. But Brian has figured out a way to properly display his 16-bit consoles. Tell me what I'm looking at here.
We're getting there. So this is step one of my desire to display my retro consoles in a better way. I've done a lot of research, and everybody seemed to be going for those white IKEA cubes. And I after seeing those for about 6 months and everybody's in everybody's rooms and stuff, I'm like, now I'm getting bored with it. And so I didn't order those. So I instead decided I would go with some of these tempered glass TV stands and some of these monster, just from Walmart, monster LED, you know, so you can little remote control, change the colors and all that good stuff. And I think it looks all right. This is a good first step. I still got some ways to go. I gotta wrap the back and make it look a little nicer back there, get some of those cables out of the way. Yeah. But I feel like I'm on my way. But I was like, oh, no. dust.
Yeah.
I got to get some really good dusting going on. So we got to figure it out. So if you're out there and you're listening to Play Retro, and I know you're retro gamers out there and you like the real hardware, how are you displaying your stuff? PlayRetroShow@gmail.com or hit me up on Twitter or the Play Retro Show Twitter, even better, at Play Retro Show on Twitter, and share your pictures. Let us know how you're doing it. Are you using those IKEA things? Scott, any interest in setting up your little retro stuff and keeping it safe, maybe putting those minis somewhere that they won't kiss the cement?
That's a good idea.
Maybe.
So here's what I want to do with the real consoles, the ones that are full size, actual 2600, actual Genesis, actual, Super Nintendo. Right. What I want to do with those is I want to do one of those cool display boxes that hang on the wall. I don't actually need to turn those things on. Just want to have the console up there flat, two nicely coiled up controllers side by side, whatever the pack-in game was, a little placard underneath saying what this is, a little glass on top to protect it. That's what I want for all the really old stuff.
So you haven't thought about it?
That's what I want to do, because then I'll just play the actual games. I'll play on emulation or various other methods. Yes. Like, I don't want to plug all that shit in. And the minis I'll actually use to play on. Like, I don't need to display those anywhere. I'll just, plug them into the TV.
I like displaying my minis. I've showed you my thing.
Yeah, you like showing me your thing. You've done that.
Yeah, I like showing you my thing. Wait a second.
Whip out your thing. Let me see it. Let me see your thing.
You know, I got this little Genesis stand that has my little controller and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, look, more dust. Yay.
Yeah, dust, baby.
But look at that. I mean, I've got this off the Etsy.
That's pretty good.
I need to get more of these.
See, I want like that, but I want flat up on the wall, permanent display. Like when people put a guitar up there in, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or whatever. Like, I want to have like displayed casing that you don't actually play, because I just don't think there's much of a point to that. I mean, there is.
So I agree. I mean, if you're just gonna go straight up and have that stuff, you really got to invest a lot. It's expensive to up convert this stuff to anything that looks good on HDMI. Because I got a RetroTINK 5X, and even though as cool as that is, it can't compare to the Mini.
Yeah.
The Mini looks way better. It looks better.
Yeah. Cause they're built too. And then there will come a day where they're not for the newer stuff. And then those will have to be scaled. Like, this is just part of the deal. And I have nothing but big, thick streams of admiration for everybody, including you, who go through all the trouble to make that Genesis plug into their TV and freaking work right, or whatever it is you're trying to capture or do. For me, it's like, I've got the games, I've got the device, but it's easier for me to say, sweet, this is all good over here. Excuse me while I go park my butt on the couch and play a bunch of retro games on my Steam Deck. Like, that's how I'm going to do it.
Yeah. And unless you're going to do the CRT route, and then it looks better.
Yeah.
Then it's sexy. I love seeing the original consoles on CRT, but that takes a lot of space too. So
it's also a dying breed. There's coming a day where CRTs are going to be no more, man. They're just not going to exist. Just because no one's making them.
Almost there now.
Yeah,
you have to fight for them.
Nobody's making them. Here's the thing that will piss off a lot. I don't think I've told this story on here. When my dad owned all those arcades back in the day, he invested way too much money in two games, Zor and Lock and Chase. Many of you have heard of Lock and Chase. Lock and We've Chase. Talked about it before. But he bought a fleet of like 350 cabinets that he had custom made. Custom printed. I did the art for the stupid banner things. I've shown everybody that before. Wherever it is.
Love over it.
There. And it was going to be the next big thing. Well, the market fell in on itself. This was the big crash. And he was stuck with all this stuff and it wouldn't go anywhere. So what he ended up doing, oh, this just makes me so sad. He put 350 cabinets, never used, brand new buttons, all that stuff, new boards, everything in them are new, including a brand new CRT for every one of those 350 cabinets. Full color upright CRTs.
Right.
And put them all in storage and then went through bankruptcy, but stored all that stuff. Here's the problem. He didn't tell anybody. Nobody had any idea it was in storage. He passed away suddenly in 2000. No one knew about it.
Storage wars.
Yeah. And the payment, that's exactly what happened. The payment lapsed. So they had one of those auctions. No one knew. And they auctioned off all of these pristine, never used, not even finished 350 cabinets with brand new CRTs in them. Gone. toast. Yeah. And then I found out about it and I was livid because I'm like, you know what I could do on eBay with these things? Like, and this was back in like 07 when I found out or something. I could have made bank for my mom or whoever needed it by selling all of just the CRTs alone, because they were already an extinct animal at that point. So now to this day, I'm just, that just rubs my cheese. I'm so annoyed.
Yeah. I don't blame you. That's why I try to communicate everything I can with my kids. Yeah. I know I know older generations are kind of like, I don't want to talk about money. I don't want to talk about what I'm going to leave you. I don't want to talk about how much life insurance I got or nothing like that, or where it's at or anything. But after going through that like so many times over the last decade of trying to find where everybody hid stuff, I'm like, would y'all please just talk about it?
Yeah.
Please just talk about it. I'm tired of digging through crap.
Yeah.
Just tell me where your crap is.
Tell me where it is. Show me your will. Where's your freaking spreadsheet? Right. Like, just give it to us. That's what I'm going to do. My kids are not going to have this problem. Yeah. And I'm not mad at my dad. I'm just sad because it's like, that could have been.
Well, your dad was young. He wasn't planning on going anywhere. He was still pretty young.
Yeah. He was only 63. So, you know, when he passed, it was
just like. He thought he had time.
He thought he had. He absolutely did. And he figured those things would just be in storage forever. I just wish he would have made a hint. Like the day before said, not that nothing's going to happen tomorrow or anything, but I'm just letting you know there's 350 cabinets and CRTs in storage just in case.
Right.
Just tell me once. You're
watching a chicken run, but
that's right. How do you remember that? It's true. It's the last thing he did is watch Chicken Run night.
I've known you many years, my friend Scott.
Died the next morning.
I know everything about you. But CRTs are in a funny, funny place right now because you have a lot of people they'll just chunk them out on the side of the road, and then you have other people who covet them highly.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's a really weird place right now where it's like no value on one end and then extreme value on the other end.
Yep.
So,
it's an odd product line.
It is.
So good luck trying to get your hands on one. All right. Let's move on to our main topic today. We're going to dive deep into another licensing phenomenon from the 90s. And
phenomenon.
we'll explain that in a second, but here we go.
Shall we play a game?
Sure, why not? Let's play the game of Batman, the movie tie-ins of the 1990s. We figured this would be a good time to do this because why the hell not? It's always a good time.
Well, we just had the Batman, and I've been looking for a good the Batman game.
Yeah,
is there one?
There is one, the NES game. That's a good game.
That is a good game, but that's, is it 1990?
89, technically, but 90 is when we got it. Yeah, it's been a bit. It's been some time. The original NES game for Batman, or Batman for the NES, was a tie-in to the 1989 film, self-titled or same-titled film by what's his beak, Batman. Tim Burton's Batman, and it was a big deal at the time. I'm not so sure any of that held up very well in today's standards, but whatever. It was a thing of its time. It's you know, a lot of people are very fond about the original Batman. It's fine with me. Whatever.
Yeah,
I don't care.
It's on HBO Max right now. Who has that deal with the Warner Brothers stuff? And so I was actually going to watch all of them before this, but I didn't realize how many Batman games there were. So I was a little busy over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
a little bit
busy weekend. Now I'm here to tell you before we get to the entire run all the way up through Batman Forever. The Batman and Robin. Before we do that, I just want to say I actually think they may have peaked. At as far as movie tie-ins go, talking about all the extra, there's tons of other Batman out there that were standalone games, nothing to do with the movies. I'm not talking about those or including those, and I'm certainly not including the Rocksteady stuff from years later, starting with a 360 and moving up. Like, that stuff's classic and amazing in its own way. I'm talking 90s era, 16-bit, 8-bit, maybe a little 32-bit movie tie-ins. I'm going to just right now make this claim. The 1990 game, 89-90 game for the NES is still the best Batman game they made.
I don't think anybody would argue that with you.
It's great.
But so it's kind of like this. If you had like a list and you had overall winner, boom.
Yeah.
However, there are some places that some of these games beat this game out.
Yeah.
There are a few that beat these out in certain categories, certain boxes get checked.
Yeah. Explain. Tell me what boxes are getting checked. Continue the thought. Like it.
Oh, sure. So like the PC Engine is a Bomberman clone. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did know that.
Yes. No good. Anyway,
It doesn't sound good.
I would actually say the Batman Returns. Yeah. The NES Batman Returns in 92. That's real late for the NES. I would say in some ways better. I enjoyed it more.
Oh, wait. I didn't know there was an NES. Fun. I thought it was Super NES by then. No? Was it NES?
Yeah, it was. They had the SNES, but they also had an NES that was like a Battletoads Double Dragon thing. I had never played it before. I didn't even know it existed.
Yeah, that's news to me. This original game, which I will now play some sound from, is just called Batman on the Nintendo Entertainment System, and it sounds like this in the beginning. You get this dark sort of, you know, buzzy Batman-y sound.
Batman.
And they don't really use the theme, as you can tell.
You know why?
I'm going to skip to some fighting here. There you
go. But it's good, right?
Oh, yeah, it's great. It's freaking great. And that game is good, and here's why that game is good. It is a side-scrolling platformer, like everything was back then.
Yes.
But if you squint, you can almost convince yourself you're looking at a 16-bit game. It looks great for the time.
Other than the limited color palette and our purple Batman, I'm with you. It's got a lot of things to enjoy about the graphics.
Yeah, there's more animation for the character than I'm used to. Even for a 16-bit title, I feel like it's like way ahead of its time in that regard. There are plenty of other games that try to do similar stuff. You know, this is kind of a Metroid-like experience in terms of the traversal. I wouldn't say, you know, the story or some of the more.
How about some Ninja Gaiden?
Yeah, a little Ninja Gaiden.
This is very Ninja Gaiden.
A little bit of the Gaiden. Sunsoft, of course, famous for doing all sorts of different genres, games, some of their own. Lots of licensed stuff back in those days. They would eventually do some of my favorite GBA games ever made. Like, they were good. They were a good developer, Japanese developer. Anyway, this Batman game, I played this more than all the rest that I tried this week because I was like, you know, let's get a little taste. Let's try them all like I always do. And I got hooked on this one. I'm like, I may play the whole damn thing. It's hard.
Yeah, it's an NES game. It is absolutely hard.
Yeah, ball's hard.
But instantly, you'll kind of get this feeling like, this doesn't really feel like a movie tie-in, which is fine at this point. Most of our movie tie-ins we've seen with superheroes is like Superman, which super sucked. And so this is actually a fun game.
It has Batman in it. Yeah.
But other than a few cutscenes and then getting to fight the Joker at the end is not so much. But I didn't realize this until I started doing my homework. This was already in development. This game was in development before Sunsoft knew about the Danny Elfman Batman or had made any type of contract with Warner Brothers. So this was more comic book based, and they actually had comic book cutscenes. You can download a prototype of this with the comic book cutscenes. It's pretty cool.
Oh, I didn't know that. Cool. Okay. I kind of want to see that. That sounds cool.
Yeah. I didn't know that until this past week. I was like, what is this?
And chat, you can see this, what I'm talking about. It just feels like there's more color.
What is that?
He is like Mothman. What is that guy's name? I have no idea who that guy is.
I think it's like Moth Dude. Mothman.
I beat him in the game I played. I got this far, at least. Yeah. I think I got a little past this. But, here's some cutscenes. Look at this. See, I'm just saying, for an NES title, I feel like they're really pushing the envelope here.
And considering that, because I thought right away, I was like, oh, they really, you know, they just poured the money in this thing. I was like, sweet, because they were pouring money in they knew before they released Batman. This thing was so hyped up. There was so much money behind this thing. Mm-hmm. There was no question that summer wasn't going to be the summer of Batman. It was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of impressed with what they were doing just on their own, just developing a sweet ass Ninja Gaiden type Batman game. It was pretty darn flipping good.
Yeah, I would play it. Like I say, I think I'm going to keep playing it. I found this to be a joy to play. Still fun, still good. I cannot say that about some of the others. So hats off to the NES title for being great. Now, before we move on, Brian, I just wanted to ask you this question. Why do you think Batman has proven over time, Spider-Man's right up there now as well, but why is Batman proven to be such a great game translation type character? Like, why do the games work as well as they do, do you think? What is it about him?
I, I think it's the gadgets, man. Because yeah. I mean, I think he builds a whole world. It's so simple to drop Batman into a game. It's like, okay, here's some gadgets, here's some gun things. Matter of fact, this one doesn't have anything except for the Batarang, I think, and it's also got like guns, which isn't Batman's only trick, but it is in this game.
That is weird because he doesn't really use guns, but sure, why not?
Yeah, and you know, and it's funny too because at the end of every one of these Batman the video game games, all the different versions of which there are tons, he always kills the Joker, which he does in the movie too.
Yeah,
but that's not something that Batman typically does. Mm-hmm. But especially in this NES version, I'm like, I was playing this NES version. I was like, oh wow, that's. I watched the end scene of the Joker. I never made it to beat Joker, but I did watch the end scene, and he throws the Joker off the freaking cathedral just like in the movie, and he just dies.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay, kind of dark, man.
Yeah, dark man, Batman. Yeah, they even have in the cutscenes, they have the Jack Nicholson looking Joker in the cutscenes.
Yeah.
Which is really weird because it's like, what, 12 colors or 8 colors or whatever the hell we could do back then.
Yeah.
And just looks,
it's pretty good.
It's not bad. This is one of those cases where limitations are less obvious somehow. Yeah. And I always respect that about the older stuff.
There's some mods for this thing, too, that you can I think one of the mods is you can make Batman kind of a grayish black instead of this purple.
Yeah.
I'm kind of down with that because that's probably such a stupid complaint. I really can't stand this purplish.
He's pretty purpley.
Yeah, Hawkeye looking Batman.
No, he does look like old Hawkeye. Oh, crap. I didn't even think of that. Now I need the mod.
Look at that.
Yeah.
But I do love it. When I found out I could do the wall stick, oh, that was blew my mind. It takes a little bit of practice to get the wall jump so you can bounce back and forth. But I was like, wow, this is way ahead of a lot of games of the 8-bit era.
It is freaking hard, though. So go in knowing that if you're going to go emulate this or play this. This is not an easy video game.
Yeah.
And if you're like me, you'll use the rewind function of your emulator quite a bit. And
save states.
Yeah,
and you'll ask yourself, and where is the bat?
Yeah. I have no problem safe scumming. Safe scumming is not an issue for me. I don't have a problem with it. I mean, a lot of people do.
I would quit if I couldn't safe scum.
Yeah. There's you no got to safe scum, you know? Next week, we're going to talk about a thing that's all about the safe scum. And
If I had more time, sure, I would be glad to play all the way through this Batman. Because if you took your time, you probably could waste a good, 10 hours?
Oh yeah.
If you suck like me.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Three hours is probably more accurate, but you know, whatever.
There's probably how long does it take thing on this?
I'm sure it's like 10 minutes.
By the way,
somebody knows how to do it.
Speaking of which, I don't know if you heard, this is totally unrelated, but Microsoft released a patch for all Xbox things, including PC.
Oh, really?
Game Pass, maybe. Maybe it's just Game Pass. Yeah, I think it might be. But they integrated the how long to beat stuff. Like, it's direct, that data.
Oh, did they
now.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Oh, I'll have to add that.
Yeah, so
I'll
you could to go that. To, like, I don't know, picking a game. I can't think of one. But you pick a game you like, and you're like, all right, how long does this take to play? Oh, two hours. Sweet. I'm in. Or whatever. I love that. That's great use of that data, I think.
Yeah, that is something I can use, because that lets you know whether you suck or not. Yeah. And I am all about knowing if I suck or not. Scott,
this
game, even though it was a reskin, it hits all the same locations, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine? Okay, I don't know if we're going to talk about this now or not, but I want to talk about it now.
Go for
regardless.
It.
Regardless.
Give it.
Early 90s, right? Yeah. We got the most hype game we've seen. We got the most hype movie we've seen in ever.
Yeah, maybe ever.
In this Tim Burton Batman.
Yeah.
And it's like almost Star Wars level, gotta keep it secret. We don't want anybody to see what this looks like. We want Tim Burton to come out on the scene and blow everybody's mind. Yeah. And so all these game developers, Sunsoft, all of these guys that were trying to develop these games, they probably just got a list of locations that they could use.
Yeah.
And most of these are platformers and, you know, scrolling fighters, that kind of thing. And so they got that, and they got a list of bad guys and maybe a couple of shots of some storyboards of the Batmobile, maybe, and maybe the Batwing.
Yep.
And that was about it. And then they had to fill in the blanks in between. I guess they probably gave them a couple of story notes and said, okay, Joker dies, and they're like, cool.
Yeah.
And that's about it. That's and people got to, these guys, some of these developers got to go to the movie set, and they got to learn stuff there, but they couldn't take anything with them. So they had a, what a different time.
You think they got in there and were like, Mr. Burton, we want to make a scene, or we want to make part of our game where we fight a giant lizard for no reason or whatever. And he was like, yeah, do the lizard. And like, how much advice do you think they took from?
Yeah. I don't even think Tim Burton even talked to these guys, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm like, I feel like this is probably, they were kind of like, had some people like, you know, behind the scenes. I just don't. Only people that I really get to talk to is Jack Nicholson, right? Because he was, he had input on this stuff. He had final approval of his likeness. That is power.
That is power.
I think he made like $400 million. What did he make? Like $40 million. What did he make? He made like millions and millions of dollars.
I don't remember.
$40 million. That sound right?
I don't remember. He was a big deal though. It was probably closer to 20 at the time, but you know, allow for inflation, you're probably around 30 or 40 million.
Right. That spot. That'll buy you a lot of basketball tickets.
Yeah. And I'm, you know, I'm here to tell you, I enjoyed that Batman movie when it came out. I've watched it recently. I don't think Jack Nicholson is very good. I think he's really phoning it in, and he made more money for phoning it in than any actor in the history of the world. It's okay. It's not terrible.
Right.
It's iconic in lots of ways, but it's just Jack Nicholson being Jack Nicholson. Like, it's barely the Joker.
I was buying into all of it, man. I was loving the Prince music that came out before it. I think they dropped a couple of the videos before this on MTV, and I was just eating it like, ah, give me some of that. It also didn't hurt that on the night that I saw this on our way home, I rode with a friend. We stopped at the gas station. And he filled up, and apparently he had like a hole in his gas tank at the top, and so his car ended up bursting into flames.
Oh my gosh,
so
dude!
That might have also you know, made it a little more exciting that night, and maybe I remembered a little better than I would otherwise. But I loved it, man. I lived Batman that year, that summer, summer.
It was a great time to be young.
A nerd?
And a nerd. And a nerd. Because in a lot of ways, it heralded in the idea that comic book movies could be giant blockbusters.
Mm-hmm.
And they were from kind of then on. And look where we are now with the MCU and everything. DC's a little laggy right now, but, you know, they'll get there. I like that.
They'll find another Batman movie to make.
I like that new Batman quite a bit. I
haven't seen the new Batman yet.
Oh, you
but
should.
But like I said, I want to watch it.
I liked it.
It's on my list.
I liked it a lot. Some people think it's too dark. I like Batman Dark, so...
That's
what I want.
Batman too dark. How could you make Batman too dark?
Well, you could make it. I think some people like the Burton's a little more goofy. It's like a weird. They're sitting. It's this weird middle ground where they're like, "Hey, we're a little goofy, like the '60s show, you know, pow, boom, bap, or whatever." But also, we're a little serious too.
We're seriously dark. We're going to kill the freaking Joker.
Yeah. It's like Frank Miller had a huge influence on the future of Batman Forever. Like, there's just no getting around it. Dark Knight was such a
Batman
big
Batman Forever.
Thing.
That's a bad game.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. That is a bad game. We'll talk about that. Is it as bad as Batman and Robin, though? I don't know, dude.
Batman and Robin has more redeeming values than the Batman Forever. Which I did pick up off of the eBays this past week for my Sega Genesis, played on the real hardware.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I found out why it was the cheapest one on eBay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Val Kilmer, baby. Put it in, stick it out. All
Batman,
right.
Robin was in this one.
Yeah, no, Robin was he? Wait. No, yeah.
Yeah,
no.
Robin was it. There you go. So yeah, we had the Jim Carrey, we had the
Wait,
Two-Face,
there was no Robin in that one, was there?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
that
was the first one. Yeah, the number three was when we saw the introduction of Robin,
that's
Poison
right.
Ivy, Uma Thurman, Val Kilmer as the Batman.
Yeah,
and yeah, then we had Batman and Robin. I'll argue that going back and looking that Batman and Robin is at least more fun and has more value than Batman
the
Forever.
Game.
As much as I love Val Kilmer,
you mean the game? You're saying right, not the movie.
No, I'm saying the game and the movie.
Oh,
Batman and Robin has more value than the Batman Forever, in my opinion. When I say value, I mean sit down and watch entertainment value.
Yeah, okay. No, that's right. You know what? I think they're all kind of bad now, especially that one and Forever and Batman and Robin are just, I think, heinous examples of bad movies. But you're not wrong. I'd sit and enjoy that. you know, in an ironic way. I wouldn't actually really enjoy it. Right. I would be like laughing at it because it's so freaking bad. Someone in the chat asked how represented the nipples are in these games.
As much as the NES version of the Batman, the video game, this is on the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the worst Batman game. We'll get to it.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Don't worry. But I can't see his nipples in that. We'll have to see later if there's another one.
No. All I can see is purple. He looks like what's the emoji for a penis? What is it?
Fruit.
The squash. The squash.
Beetroot. No. The what's it called? Eggplant. Jeez.
Eggplant.
I don't know if ICU is. I don't know how to feel about how quick you were with that. You were a little too quick. A little too quick with the penis emoji. All right, here's your Batman Returns. I almost wrote Begins, but I meant Returns. Here's how that sounded.
Yeah, he comes back.
And this one had a version of the theme in it.
Yeah, this had the Danny Elfman 16-bit SNES. Sweet.
Yeah, and I'm going to say something controversial here in a second. Or maybe it's not. Maybe it's just in my head. But here, let's get to some fighting. Okay, here's the controversial statement since we're at this part of the sound. This fighting.
Yeah.
Some of my favorite sound work in any sort of brawler in a Super Nintendo title.
Yeah, it is good. We already know that Super Nintendo has a pretty darn good sound chip to be a cart. I mean, it's at the top.
I just remember the bass would make my apartment rumble. It was awesome. You'd punch it, just go, and the whole apartment would move. And I couldn't do that.
That could contain Danny Elfman's music is wild. That they were able to translate that into code.
Yeah,
that would sound like that good.
The problem is here's the problem. You had the inventive platforming of the previous game on NES.
Yes,
this game said, "Hey, what if we just made a Streets of Rage ripoff and had Batman running around punching dudes?" That's it.
Right. Well, we just do some final fight. Let's just do that. Why don't we just make this a beat 'em up Batman game? Yep. And that's exactly what they did.
Yep. And I'm going to argue, this is maybe a bad argument, I don't think the animation of this Batman is as good as the little purple guy from the first game.
I'm going to say, it's hard for me to say because I do like... Now, see, you're showing both of them side by side, and you might almost think that the purple dude is as big. The one of the things I like about the fighter games is the larger sprites. And so these platformers, they have the smaller. We didn't talk about the Game Boy version of which is basically Super Mario Land reskin with that. Oh, my God. You had to take out your magnifying glass to see freaking Batman in that.
It's very small.
But, it's very small. So I even though the animation, I don't know. It's a tough call for me because it's almost incomparable because there's so many different positions and fight positions that are in here as opposed to the
others. But aren't you annoyed? I know you're probably a little annoyed. I know I'm annoyed that the games. Oh, here's the Batman one. He just looks like a little blob guy. It's hard to even tell what he is.
I'm not out to steal your pizza heat.
Yeah.
I'm not annoyed.
All I'm saying is there's a certain. What was my point? I forgot my point.
Je ne sais quoi?
Oh no, I was going to say I'm irritated that they just made a Final Fight ripoff. It annoys me.
Yeah.
You had an opportunity here. You could have had something a little bit more beefy. Could have had a better side scroller. I'm guessing this Game Boy game is a better side scrolling experience than the freaking Batman Begins or Begins Returns.
Batman Returns. You wouldn't be wrong. They have all the same locations. Once again, I don't think I discovered something. I realized something this past week that these 8-bit and 16-bit games, a lot of them we were at a point throughout the 90s. You'll see it. It's only like a 6-year period. We go from making games that for IP that are just you get together, you say, what are we going to do? Let's make a Bomberman-like game, but put Batman in it. Let's make Final Fight and put Batman in it. Let's make Super Mario Land and put Batman in it.
Yeah.
That's what all the games were. They didn't think beyond that. And as a result, I think I never felt much connection to these games until later when I felt like it was actually playing as Batman. These other games, it felt like somebody threw a Halloween mask over top of, Super Mario, and we went to town.
Honestly, I think that's why those Rocksteady games, the Arkham City games, Arkham Asylum, Arkham Knight, three games are so awesome. And they're a thing of their time, too, which means, you know, technology had to be in a certain place to even make these games. But they're great and hold up because they lean into what actually makes Batman cool.
Yeah.
Not just let's kick butt. Although they had an amazing, at the time, very revolutionary fight system that everybody ended up copying. Like every open world game I've played since is the same as how Batman did hand-to-hand combat. But then all the detective stuff and, you know, secret gadgets and ways to see through walls and, you know, weird bombs and stuff with batarangs and all that. Stealth kills, that sort of stealth. They never killed anybody, but, you know, hanging people up by a gargoyle head. Like, that stuff is so awesome and so Batman.
Isn't it?
That it irritates me. The 2D games never figured out a way to say, hey, how do we make this more Batman-like? Instead, they were just like, eh, what if it's a side-scroller? What do you think of that?
Yeah, and it's kind of a tough place because these games hadn't proved themselves yet. We were still reeling off of the bad IPs, and it's like, we're not going to put too much money into this. When we're just going to do this, we're going to use the formulas that work. Plus, we couldn't just write a whole game engine with these small little teams. You know, most of these teams were, you know, very small in comparison to what we would see later once we got to the PlayStation era type games. Yeah. You just had just a few people. So you can't blame them, but you can wish they had have been something more.
Yeah.
And it makes it a little tougher to go back to as well.
How come... Here's another situation where we have a game that comes out. You'd think it'd be on everything, given its ubiquity in terms of popularity and everything. Right. But there's no Genesis version of this game.
There's the Sega CD version of the Batman.
There is, yep. And there's a Game Gear game, and there's some Atari Lynx stuff and all that.
There's a freaking Master System version.
Yeah, why no Genesis game? I don't get it. That's weird.
I'd wondered about that. I'm assuming because they decided to go with the Sega CD. I'm just thinking that's probably what they did. They said because they were including, they were competing with. Well, basically, they were trying to get the music and stuff. Music was a real get. It's like, oh, looks like they're licensing the music too. Holy crap!
Yeah,
we got to put this on multimedia. We can't just put this on a little, you know, 2 meg cart or whatever they're throwing those things on. And you've heard the Sega Genesis sound system. I mean, look, I love the Sega Genesis, and I love how fast sprites render and how fast everything feels in the Genesis. But that sound chip, that was no SNES, man, or the CD. It was not good.
Well, I actually found something that speaks to this. Let me see if I can play it for you real quick. Battle of the Sound Chips. Where did I see this? This is really great. Okay, here you go. Here's an example. This is Super Street Fighter 2 music.
Right.
Versus each other on each console. Just for the fun of it, all right? So check this out.
Just for the funs of it.
Let me play this here. Okay. So this is Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
It's a little muted, but it's there. It's fine, right?
Clear. Sounds good.
Okay, now... Let me skip ahead until we get Genesis going. Whoops, come on. Okay, Genesis on its way here. Here you go.
Look out!
I mean,
fired up my Casio.
Some of what I love about Genesis stuff, though, is the weird, high-pitchy, more trebly kind of approach.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it has a place in my heart because of the nostalgia of it.
Yeah.
But objectively,
the first, the Super NES version muffled sounds a bit. Like, they were good. They had a broader range of sound, better voice stuff, all that. But it had kind of a, like, things were kind of covered in a blanket. Whereas the Genesis was like a raw, out in the air, loud, freaking vibrating thing. It's hard to explain. It's hard to explain, but you know what I'm saying? That's the difference between them. And there were times where I was like, man, nothing will ever touch this SNES sound chip. This is amazing. But there were other times where I'm like, man, the Genesis is popping off over there with that song. You know?
It is a lot of fun. You're right. The music usually seemed more light and airy. And I don't know if that was either, you know, who they had on staff or if it was,
who even knows if it was like intentional. It's hard to say, right? Like,
right. And it also, most of these things are going to be heard on a little 13-inch TV with like a little speaker on it. So I don't know. You can't speak to how everybody was experiencing it.
That's
so.
A really good point. I don't think I ever really truly heard stereo until mid to late 90s before I really had something decent at home.
What is this? There's sound, individual sounds coming out of each speaker.
I know.
Oh my God.
Up till then, it was like those Beatles songs where the bass line is only in the left ear and the, you know,
it would just disappear.
I hate that. It drives me crazy. Anyway, so that's what you had there. Yeah.
Did you get to play any of the NES version of this game, the Batman Returns? I put a link there. I tried to.
No, the only game I played here, Batman Returns at the time, the only game I had or played was the Sega CD version because it had that driving stuff and I thought that was cool and also cutscenes.
Play that freaking NES version, man. I'm telling you, that blew my mind. I was going in like, it's an 8-bit Batman Returns. This is going to be, I'm having fun.
So this is Konami, really, and what are they reskinning here? Turtles or something? Like, what are they doing here?
It feels very Turtles, because I think there's one level where you can do, but it's like the Battletoads Double Dragon, I think. Like, those characters right there are very similar to a character you'll see in the Battletoads, as pointed out by Coffee.
The big tall guy?
Yeah. That's the circus. Did you remember the circus thing from this one?
Yeah, I do.
The Red Triangle Circus Gang.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I do. No, dude. Yeah. It's so bad. All right. Look, I'm just going to say, like, the game for the original Batman is just a better looking game than this. This is ugly compared to that. So,
well, I play it. You can't say it's uglier because you know why? It's almost got the exact same backgrounds in some parts.
Yeah, that's true. They got this weird foreground effect of the floor, but you're right. The backgrounds are very similar. I mean, I don't know. Like, my problem here, he's all blue this time instead of,
He's kind of a blue-purple. He maybe has one more bit of color. They switched out a little bit. So that's the reason why I made this crap. They said, let's give it all to Batman.
My beef here is the same as the previous beef, though. They just made a Final Fight game.
Right. Well, you say that, but it's just like Battletoads. That first stage, you're like, oh, okay, so is this going to be it's going to be this fighter beat 'em up. But then the next stage is like, oh, kind of like how you like the Turtles. It's like, oh, well, now you're going to be flying in the Batwing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the next one is a little bit different thing. So it's not only this. You're just seeing the first part of it. It goes on and gives a little variety of gameplay a little later on. And it felt good. It felt good. Okay. The Final Fight, the SNES version, felt good too. I would say that I would put this like these up in my 2-3 spots. The NES version being at the top, and then these.
Did
two
it feel
Batman
good
returns.
Like your first kiss, Brian? Is that what that feels like? Like your first, your first true love. Yeah.
Come here, Batman. Can you can you go upside down like Spider-Man? Does that hurt your feelings?
Pull your cow. I guess you don't have to with him. He can just have it.
No, you just keep the cow. He's got a big old face hole right there for his sexy pouty lips.
Yeah, but you got to watch out, because if you got big boobs, you're gonna get them poked by those two ears.
Now the cow is poking me.
Nobody wants that. All right, now we
don't
get
have
into
a cow,
some,
man.
Here's some dangerous territory. It's Batman Forever. I don't know where they got this music, because it's not the licensed stuff.
The only thing I like about this game
is the music.
This weird, crazy ass jazz music.
Yeah, why they do this?
I don't know, but I love it.
It's very weird. And I'm not, look, I remember being pretty excited about that movie when it came out, and I was so disappointed. But for some reason, this video brought up Vegas.com. Why? That doesn't make sense.
Oh, I don't know. I really liked Batman Forever when it came out, because I was really looking. I thought I couldn't think of a better Riddler at the time than Jim Carrey. But going back, I'm like,
yeah, it's pretty bad. It's bad.
Yeah.
And I remember, what was the thing? Tommy Lee Jones wouldn't hang out with him at all. He'd spend no time with him or something. There's something going on there where they were like hated each other's guts or something. But this is the Acclaim game. Now, this is the game that is so weird, because Acclaim is in the middle of their massive success of Mortal Kombat. And one of their key things is, hey, what if we mocap people, actual footage, a series of photographs, basically, and then we use that
same
as our sprites.
Moves.
Yep, same moves constantly.
Like this move here, like that Mortal Kombat move. It's like, oh, I'm going to get you. I'm going to Batman you. Boom.
Yep, and then the way Batman walks, it's this definitely common Batman walk he's got going on there.
Yeah.
But here he is up close to chat. You can see a little closer version of it. It's an MK Tech.
And they were using that mocap. Didn't they use like the flock of birds or whatever it was for their mocap and all that good stuff? And that's the reason why you got this. I know it looks dumb, And we make fun of how they have to move so exaggerated, but that was proven. That worked with those mocaps because they were so low res.
Yeah,
right?
And at the time, I liked it. I thought it was so cool looking. This and the Street Fighter, the game or whatever it was called.
Yeah,
I loved that because it was actual dudes fighting from that movie. And I look back now and I go, no, you didn't. This was trash. Like, this is ugly and there's no way this was ever going to last. It was like a weird stepping stone to better tech. But, you know, it is what it is from when it did
blow. Yeah, it did blow my mind at the time, though, because I'm like, wow, I mean, the characters that are, you know, moving and they're not just statically standing until you move them there. It kind of works. But yeah, now it's kind of like, oh, wow, what is this crap?
Yeah.
But I did like that all the bad guys had names or like mechanics. There was like, what was it, Crazy Joe or Mad Joe or something. Like everybody had a name, including Cannibal, which I got worried.
It was a little weird compared to the previous games. No question.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. I like weird. I'm into it. Bring it on. But it felt like a side-scrolling Area 51. That's what this felt like, because that's kind of what it looked like.
That's a good comparison.
Yeah, yeah,
good comparison.
And Batman's in his rubber sauna suit that looks like he can't move anywhere in it. I assume there's nipples there. Can't see him, though. I don't know.
Yeah, if they were, he'd be rubbing them. So, you know, that's how Acclaim runs. But yeah, look at the falls. I mean, the falls are exactly like the others. Now, we're finally getting somewhere here with Batman Forever. Up until this point, maybe it was due to budget, maybe it was due to something else. We were having just all kinds of different developers making games for all systems, PC systems, Amigas, you know, the PC Engine, just all over the place with different developers making their own take on these games. And now we're finally in an era where we're starting to move into one developer doing the same game.
Yeah, they port it to 3-4 systems. Whatever, wherever they need to go, they make that game for those 3 or 4 systems.
Yeah.
And there's only like it's a recompile and maybe you lose some fidelity on one versus the other or some sound on another or whatever. But you're done with this whole like there are 8 versions of Batman and it sort of depends on which console you're into to whether or not you're going to enjoy it. Which was a good move, I think. This is where it needed to go.
And if you're watching this or listening, you're probably thinking, well, this game doesn't sound so bad. Let me stop you there. It's the thing you can't see in this video or hear in that jazz chiptune Batman music. It is the controls, and it's the same across all of the platforms. They're terrible. They're impossible. They're obtuse. And frustrating as crap.
Yeah.
Because, there's a couple of areas where you have to, like, you have to use your little battering. What is it? You got to use the bat hook.
Yeah,
bat hook. So let's say you're on, like, a lower level and you get to an upper level. You'll see there's an opening. And it's hard to see the openings, too, because there's all of this foreground crap in your way. I don't know why they did that, but I couldn't see freaking nothing the whole time I play. And I'm like, why is there a wall here? I can't fight Mad Joe back there because I'm running into the... Anyway, you try to jump up.
Yeah.
You finally figure out that there's some kind of crazy control scheme that allows you to shoot your hook.
Yeah.
And the problem is they don't ever explain to you that you can see in the video on screen, Batman hooks straight up and he climbs up.
Yeah, it just
that
sucks
requires
up.
You to hit... You would not believe the timing you have to have.
It's really bad.
To make that happen.
Yep.
It is like impossible. You would think it'd be like a combination of two things. First of all, I can't stand games that use the up on a D-pad for jump.
Yeah,
I want
the worst.
A jump button. I can't stand.
No,
can't
it's
stand
the worst. Jumping with a stick, analog, digital, doesn't matter. Yeah. F it. It's the worst.
I don't like that. So anyway,
I'm signing your petition and spreading the good word on that. That is true. Anyway.
So you have to jump and you have to be like right below the hole. You have to hold up and press the hook button. That's wrong. You actually got to press the hook button for like a millisecond before you hit the up button. I mean, it's like it's not at the same time. You can't like mash them together and get it to work. It is like the most frustrating thing I've ever seen in my life. And it's just as hard to jump down.
Yeah.
It's just so frustrating going from one location to the next, trying to be able to see and trying to be able to control. So if you ever watch this game on a YouTube video and you think, oh, that game doesn't look so bad, play it.
How do you like the? How do you like the?
User every experience is terrible.
Every screen switch, you get text that says "Hold on," and you got to wait.
Yeah, for it to load. on a cart.
Yeah.
Hold on for what?
Yeah,
this
for
isn't
what?
A CD.
Yeah.
We're not loading content. This stuff is instantaneous. This thing controls like Backwano, Scott.
Yeah, it's a poopy terrible game. It's a bad video game, and I don't think people should play it. But it is worth seeing. Maybe go check
it
out on YouTube.
It's worth viewing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't
do like I did and run out to eBay and pick up two player. You can play as Robin. This is the first time you can play as Robin, though. I will give them that.
Oh, I want to see two player, and I couldn't find that before.
You can play two player. That's because you could never convince a friend to play this with you.
yeah.
If you have this, you have no friends. But yeah, you can play Batman or Robin, or you can play both at the same time.
Oh,
but not as an individual. But you have two player.
So the SNES
this is amazing
version.
3D render graphics.
I'm going to skip ahead here and see if we can see. Yeah, there we go. So you got Robin, who's just teabagged a dead guy, and
there's two people teabagging him. But see what I mean? See all the craps in the foreground you can't see?
Yeah, yeah. You're right. It's weird. It's a weird game. And
it's worth getting a YouTube video on it, but it is not something I would recommend playing unless you just. Well, I take that back. If you like getting angry.
Fun side note: much of the game was developed here in Salt Lake City. That's back when Acclaim had their main offices here. So little homespun business going on.
Now there was a Game Gear, a DOS version, Game Boy, and some other stuff, but I didn't even bother. I was like, nope, you're not getting me.
We're not playing those. Forget it.
You're not getting me on that.
All right, well, how about when they did this? They got a little louder and they moved on to a generation and we got this. Okay, I want to say something real quick. That sound is supposed to be bats in a cave. Freaking out
this is 97 on the PlayStation, right?
I believe so. This is Batman and Robin. Let me make sure it's that version. I think so. Yeah, this is the PSX game, and this is terrible. This is supposed to be bats. I feel like somebody should be in the background going.
That's like
I want to hear somebody going. Yeah, here at the bottling plant, we believe every bottle of beer is a popular. You know what I'm saying? Like it sounds like someone's telling me how they bottle stuff. It's really bad.
That is pretty bad. I don't think I noticed that.
But the rest of this, we're getting into a high fidelity era of sound. Listen to this right here. Oh, guns. How about this? Okay, you're in a car, which, by the way, is the main focus of this game, is being in that effing car.
Right.
And it's fine. It's just not... I don't know what to say about this. It's a bit like the movies at this point. They're just kind of on this slide, you know? They're not getting better. They're not getting better. They're getting worse, demonstrably worse. And so are the video games. The movie and the video games are kind of living in parallel, and they're just not getting much better. I think the arcade game we'll talk about in a minute is an exception to that. It's pretty good. In fact, I may as well just play it now because this has voice samples in it. Check this.
Robin.
Who is Batman?
Okay, so that was, for a second, that was Jim Carrey, I think.
That was Batman. That Batman Forever. Yeah.
Who would it have been then? Who was the other villain besides Arnold?
No, this is... Are you playing Batman Forever, the arcade?
So this is Batman and Robin. So who were the villains in that one? I can't remember. Do you remember?
Batman and Robin was Freeze, right?
Freeze, and that it was that it?
Who was the biggie? This is...
Oh, my gosh. I can't remember. That's such a terrible
I think it was
a
Schwarzenegger,
film.
Right? I mean, there might have been some other... Was Bane in that? No, that was definitely
not Bane.
Bane was in Batman Forever. Oh, my God. It was the worst.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. Bane
was... Bane?
Yeah, big was cartoon Bane was in it. Yeah, he was
Poison
not...
Poison Ivy and Bane. What's it?
It was Poison... Bane was barely in it, but he was...
That's right. That was the one with Poison... Who was Uma?
Uma Thurman was Poison Ivy in the second and the third one. In Forever. Batman and Robin...
I knew this would happen.
Batman and Robin was Arnold... As Mr. Freeze or Dr. Freeze, Captain Freeze, whatever the hell it was. And then who else? Because they always have like four villains. Who are the other ones?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I don't think they did that in Batman and Robin, right? Because it was,
I'm looking it up.
To do a Google search of this.
Yeah, this is annoying.
I knew this would eventually happen, that we would lose it. So yeah, Poison Ivy, Uma Thurman, Mr. Freeze, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Alicia Silverstone was replacing one of our bad guys. We picked up another hero.
Yeah.
So we got Batgirl. So maybe that was the deal.
Was that it? Let's see. Oh, Bane was a guy named Jeep Swenson played Bane.
Yeah, but he was such a bit part, though.
No, I mean, it was like, you know what he was? That Bane was what Sabretooth was in the 2001 right. X-Men. Just completely throw away, as if this character doesn't matter at all. We're giving it no backstory, just a big hunk of meat. There's your character. Right. That was hunk terrible. Terrible. Okay.
Right.
And say what you want about the Tom Hardy Bane. At least they gave him character and had him say things and have motivation and like more than just standing there.
Yeah.
I'll take back your city, and all that stuff. I love that stuff. I'm kind of a fan. But
was really good. Yeah, I love that stuff too. Now, but
I don't want to jump too fast because the Batman. So Batman Forever, we said, is mainly a driving game, right? Am I wrong in remembering it that way?
No. That was the Mortal Kombat.
Or no. What am I thinking of? Oh, the PSX game is what I'm thinking of. That's basically
the PSX is not actually a driving game. It's there's a bunch of things going on. I actually like the Batman and Robin game for the fact that it actually felt like you were trying to play as Batman. There was detective work. You started at the Batcave. You handled everything from there. Did it execute it well? No. Was it Tomb Raider D-pad controller slow? Yes. Was it uncomfortable? Absolutely. Could you drive this Batmobile worth a flip? No. But they were doing things here, 3D things, that were that was immersive if you could get past all the bullshit. it took me a long time, yeah. But I finally broke through to the other side, and I'm like, sweet.
Yeah,
this is not as atrocious as that Batman Forever thing I played. At least this has like a depth to it. There's like this timer. You have to like to stop freeze. You have to figure out the clues, and then you figure out what time he's going to be at the museum, and then you have to arrive at that time in the museum before, and then you can advance time if you get there too soon. So there's a lot of elements here. They just don't quite pull it together in the end, but there's a lot of cool things going on.
Man, the draw distance is like 5 inches. It's so bad.
It's not good. And I mean, you get to save citizens. You're doing so much more here than your. It was a big jump going from all these fighters and platformers, and then suddenly I'm in. So that's what we did.
It's kind of a GTA thing, right? When you say kind of a GTA sort of.
Yeah, it kind of has a GTA kind of thing to it. And it's got a little flavor, but you're bouncing in. Not all these things. You can play as Batman. You can play as Batgirl. And they get their own equipment that you would see with these characters. You actually feel like you're in the movie. We went from 1990 purple platformer in 7 years to something that still sucked. But it was reaching a lot further.
Yeah, they did. Okay, you know what? That's a fair way to put it. They definitely made. Right. They were reaching, and you could look at this almost squint and say, "Ooh, cool third person Batman game where I'm in the city doing cool city shit, and think, oh, this is probably rad."
Yeah, but
it's just not the execution. Is bad. It's
you got great. Some primordial stuff here that ends up going in other games later. Like you can if you pass a cop. You can stop. There's like all these missions, but they're not really missions. They're not like, where you have to just go somewhere and get a mission. It's more like you come across certain things and you can take on that mission. So, I mean, like I said, it plays like ass.
Yeah.
It looks like ass.
Yeah. It is ass.
It really tried. It really did.
It tried to be it's more like than really ass. It couldn't do it. I wouldn't mind playing this game reimagined today. Maybe we already did. Arkham City is basically this game.
It really is. So. I mean, they've made this game and better. There's no really sense in going back to Batman and Robin well for it. But you can see so many things here that went on to kind of where we were going.
I just checked. He does not have his nipples in this representation. So,
oh, that's great. Yeah. They didn't have the pixels for it.
I guess they didn't have enough pixels for those two nips.
Yeah, that takes a lot. You ever tried to render nipples?
Whew. No, that's hard.
3D nipples?
It's freaking hard. I get it. Well, there you go. There's that. How come Robin didn't show up in this? Shouldn't he have been in this?
He did. He was, yeah, it was Batman and Robin. You could choose. When you were in the Batcave, you could choose to play as Batman, or you could go in and suit up as Robin, or you would have his vehicle, or you could suit up as Batgirl, and you would have that little Honda that I was talking about at the top of the show.
Yeah, but why didn't they all three ever hang out? How come they weren't all working together? That would have been cool.
You know, I don't know if there was a multiplayer facet to this part. I didn't get to that part. I don't think there was. I just don't think you could have managed it in what we were doing here. I might be wrong, though. There might be a two-player version that you can do.
Those Rocksteady guys. What's their next game? Oh, they're doing Kill the Justice League, the Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League or whatever. I'm so excited for whatever they do next. I can't wait. Yeah. I can't wait.
Probe. I think Probe did this one, I think. Isn't that right? Probe.
Oh, yeah. Probe, another big name that's no longer around. But yeah, Probe. Yeah. Probe. I always think of Probe, Iguana, and Acclaim from that era.
Right.
And Acclaim was usually publishing, but in Midway. I always think of those names. And they're all gone. They're all absorbed.
Yep, all gone.
Doing other
shit. They got sucked up and absorbed, rolled up into a big ball.
Yep. Iguana was here as well, and I got to tour that place.
Yeah.
That was fun. That was a long time
ago.
Did
they let you pet the iguana?
They did. I got to pet the iguana, touch the iguana. Sweet.
Stuffed the iguana in my crotch.
Yeah,
put get me out.
I got to motorboat the iguana. It was great. Finally, this game, an arcade game, 1996, Batman Forever, the arcade game. This is a little weird because Batman Forever 95 is the SNES Genesis era game.
Right.
Then you had the very next year, Batman Forever in the arcade. Also, PSX and Saturn got a version. They weren't as good as the arcade, but they were okay.
Yeah.
This was a fun game. I put quarters in this.
It's a good looking game.
Yeah, it looks good. Fast game. Yeah. The graphic, it's still kind of like, hey, what if we captured people's sort of camera moves or whatever style? Yeah. Not really, though. These are like pre-renders, so it's not quite the same. But there's a speed to it and a freneticness to the game that I really appreciated.
And this is for some. What was the shrinking thing in the Batman Forever? I played this game and they kept shrinking me. I'm like, I don't remember being shrunk.
They shrink depending on Batman the set piece. Movies. They would shrink you for sure. That happened a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a little bit annoying. But it used this like what's the name of the rare game, the fighting game? I can't think of it. Killer Instinct. It has the kind of a Killer Instinct pre-render kind of thing. 3D Studio 1.0 kind of business going on.
Yeah, yeah. Got that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cast to the screen.
Yep.
In your face kind of characters. You knock them and they fly into the screen and stuff. A lot of fun.
But it's fun in a sort of, I don't know, this era. It reminds me of bad websites. It's hard to explain.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
There's a lot going on. Yeah, yeah. It's like what? The blinking text and stuff?
Yeah, and like the GeoCities, repeated backgrounds, horrible fonts, rotating skull to say we're under construction or whatever. Like this game is like from that era, and it just feels like it to me. It's hard to explain. Yeah. But there's also kind of an Area 51 vibe going on. These explosions look like they're taken straight out of that, which maybe they were. I don't know, but it was that was a weird time.
Yeah. This is a two-player game, I think. Yeah, it looks like it's just two-player. And, I would like to see a four-player Batman game. Who would you get to play then? Batgirl, Robin, Batman, and who would be our next?
Commissioner
the
Gordon.
What's the Bat Dog's name? What is his name?
Shithead. I have no idea. I can't remember.
Would it just play as Alfred then, I suppose.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be Alfred or Commissioner Gordon. That'd be cool.
I'd like to see Alfred walking around with a top hat and gains.
I guess these, you know what it replaced these games are those Neversoft fighters. What are they called? What are those two called? They do them in between the Mortal Kombat releases. Can't think of, Injustice 1 and 2.
Oh, yeah, the Injustice stuff. I love those.
Those are great, dude. Yeah. Those are Injustice 2 in particular, and the comics based on them are freaking great. The stories are great. Yes. And they look really good. And they also have amazing facial tech. I don't know if anyone's noticed this in Injustice 2, but the face tech in that game, mind-blowing.
That goes a long way. I mean, if you could just get the hair tech down, I'd be happy.
Oh, Nightwing chat says, yeah, that's better than Robin. Do that.
Oh, Nightwing. But that would be like two Robins on the same screen.
Yeah, and you couldn't have...
Unless you do like Jason Todd and
Red Hood
Dick
and all
Grayson.
That. No, you gotta just make them all the things they are now. So you got Damian, the little shithead.
You got
Jason Todd, Red Hood guy, Nightwing. Oh, and that other game is coming out too. The people that made Origins are making oh, what's it called? Gotham Knights. And it's Robin types and Batgirls and everybody who are left over after Batman dies. Spoiler, I don't think Batman actually dies, but that's the idea.
Batman dies?
I bet he doesn't die. Come on.
He's what?
Batman. He's Batman. He's not going to die. He's the man with the bat.
Anyway. And they don't call it Batman Forever for no reason. He's Batman Forever, man. He can't die.
Now, if I was an Amiga owner, where was my Batman game? How come I didn't get one?
Amiga had the Batman games. Amiga had like several early on, especially. I almost positive they had. There were like so many Batman games. If I had known before last week about the number of Batman, the video game, just the first one,
yeah,
and the number of ports, and they're all different.
Yeah,
if I had known there were that large of a group, that would have been the only topic today. There's just no way. You couldn't get through all of them. It's just crazy. Did you get to play the video for the PC Engine Bomberman game, Batman game?
I can do that real quick here.
You need to take a look at that. So it was a Japanese release only. But I'm interested in playing this. It's pretty cool looking.
I love Japanese releases that never made it here. I freaking love that.
Yeah. And Ocean Software did a PC port that looks really interesting as well. And Atari, the Atari Lynx had one as well. So, I mean, there was just so freaking many.
Oh, I kind of like this top-down business.
Don't you like this little Bomberman? You're picking up bombs and stuff and just, I want to play it. I got to go back and play it. We've never played it because it was Japanese release only for the PC.
Yeah, but this is in English. This whole thing's in English. Did somebody?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I kind of want to play
it. I think there's,
now.
Yeah, I think they did somebody did a port or whatever that did later on, but I don't think it was originally.
Let me do a quick search and see if I have this. I have a lot of TurboGrafx PC Engine stuff. Let me see if it's in there.
Yeah, me too.
If it is, hold on. Ignore. There we go. Let's take a look here. Let's see if we can just find it. All games, search, Batman.
Batman.
I have many Batman games. Too many. Okay, wait.
Like I said.
Yeah. Oh, PC, not PCFX. What am I? I'm in the wrong place.
No. PC Engine is
Yeah. Hold on. Shit. Why can't I find it? Oh, there, because I have it under TV graphics. I have it under TV graphics.
Turbo.
Nope, I don't have this one. I got to get my hands on it. Somebody know where you can get that ROM, you let us know.
It looks good, though. Like I said, we could have spent a whole episode just on that.
Hold on one sec.
No. I didn't hear what Scott said. Oh, I did now, though.
Okay. Oh, thanks. Sorry. I wish I could help you. All right. Sorry. Our neighbors had a baby, and she made a giant dinner for them, and she wanted to know if
thank God. Oh, I thought you meant right now they were having a baby.
No.
I'm doing a show right now.
Yeah, I'm doing a show. Can you
get some towels?
Yeah, tell them to breathe. It'll be fine. Anyway,
don't push.
I want to get my hands on that. That looks like fun.
Yeah.
Like, legitimately, I want to play this game. Look at this. Yeah. And it's Sunsoft. They know how to make...
It is.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Hudson. They made the Bombermans, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, anyway.
Sunsoft, Hudsoft, whatever.
Hudsoft.
But if you had it, you could have got it. If you had been in the market for an Atari Lynx, you could have got the Atari Lynx with the free Batman Returns.
Mm-hmm.
That was a package deal they had. So, my God, there was just so much Batman during the 90s.
What was the deal with that? Why do you think? Like, is it just so big? Everybody wanted the money. Okay. All right.
Yeah, everybody wanted the money.
That makes sense. And also, again, we're kind of new to this tie-in stuff, right?
Yeah.
Nobody quite knows what to make of this stuff.
And there's actually a lot of good Batman games during this era that are not movie tie-ins.
Yeah.
There's some really good ones out there. But out of the movie tie-ins, I'm going to say that the NES version, the 1990 US release of that Batman is the tops.
I agree.
I think some of the other ones have some value. They're definitely worth playing. If you want to experience the worst experience in your life, play Batman Forever. That's just...
It's really bad.
Oh my God.
Really, really bad game. Yeah, I agree. I think it got worse from there. They hit it. They kind of nailed it the first time and then just never quite returned to that glory until the Arkham games. I think Batman took a long nap.
What do you think about Batman Begins? Did you say you did like the Batman Begins game?
There a Begins game? I don't know. I didn't know there was. Was there?
Yeah.
They had Christopher Nolan games. I didn't know what they were. What are those? I had no idea. Is that
Batman
true?
Batman Begins. Let's see. That would have been on the Xbox, right?
Well, the Xbox had Arkham Asylum. That's not what you mean.
No. This is Batman Begins. It was on the Xbox, the GameCube, PlayStation 2, Game Boy Advanced, Scott.
Completely forgot this
stealth
was a thing.
Action adventure game. I seem like people liked it pretty good, if I remember correctly.
I have no memory of this.
It used the Mortal Kombat 4 engine. Ho, 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 baby.
Oh, MK4, yo. That's 3D by then.
Yeah.
Hold on. I want to see some of this. Oh, look at this.
Yes. Oh, look, I like some stealth Batman. Batman and stealth go hand in hand, my friend.
That's Liam Neeson and
that's the Liam Neeson's.
Yeah. Okay. I don't remember this existing.
Yes.
This is news to me. Wow. Okay. Is this worth playing, I wonder?
I think it is. I haven't played it yet, but everything I've seen about it and read, I might even play this. Did I play this? I feel like I played this. I feel like I had this in the Xbox. Oh, by the way, I never had any of these Batman game tie-in games back in the day. Not a single one. However, I did rent several because these are more like weekend games for me. It's like, what do you want to do? I don't know. What's on here? Let's get a Batman game. Sounds perfect. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's get some more Batman going on.
Yeah, if you're going to rent a game, why not rent Batman? His cape tech's pretty good. I'm actually impressed.
It's not bad. Yeah, it's not bad.
It's a little loose and floaty, but better than I've ever seen in that era. That was a weird era. You know what they're trying to do here? They're trying to get a little Sam Fisher on is what they're doing.
Yeah, a little Sam Fisher.
A little of the old, what was that game called? Splinter Cell. That's what they're doing.
There you go. Yeah, it kind of does have Splinter Cell. That would have been the right era, too.
That would have been the time,
Got this on the GameCube. Oh, I had to get this for the GameCube. Ooh.
Ooh, the GameCube. You have a GameCube. You may as well get it.
I have three GameCubes.
What if it's as bad as...
three copies.
What if it's as bad as that Genesis Returns game?
Nothing could be as bad as that thing. I should have known when the price was so low.
How much was
a
it?
A dollar. Just give me a dollar. I'll send it to you.
Was
it's
it really,
cursed.
Was it really a buck? No, what'd you pay for that?
I think I paid for the cart and the cover. I think it was like $10 or something.
Oh, that's still too much.
No, I'm wrong. I paid. No, that was the other one. I didn't pay the $16. Okay, I should have paid the $16 and got the manual. Never pay
more than $10 for Batman Forever. Okay.
Yeah, that was too much.
And never that includes the movie. That includes the film. Yeah. Don't pay that much for that movie. That movie sucks. All right. That's it for all of the Batman goodness. I really enjoy movie tie-in stuff, and I always like it when we get to talk about them. So if you guys have any thoughts, feelings, comments, or whatever about the Batman games and what you thought of them when they were a big deal when you were a kid, send us those emails, playretroshow@gmail.com.
Destroy it.
We're now going to play a game, and this game is called Guess My Game. And we play sound clips and we guess what each other brought. Okay. And I give a hint at the beginning, which is this game came out in 1991 on the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Oh, 91. It's 1 year after our wonderful Batman game.
That's right. And you and I have the same year this today for our both of our Guess My Games. So this is pretty fun.
Yeah. Yours is on the home console NES and mine was at the arcade. Oh, so we'll see.
All right. We'll see how you do. Here's mine. Let's see if you figure it out. Let's just say. My other hint would be I'm trying to be in the neighborhood for you. That's all I'll say.
Mr. Rogers?
No, and it's not Paperboy either. It's neither of those two things. So let's see if you can figure it out. Here you go. I don't think the music has any connection to the thing it's based on, though.
I know that music is like, what is that music?
Oh, here he is playing.
Huh? That Pac-Man?
It's definitely not Pac-Man. Listen to this part. Hold on. Oh, yeah. That's death. That's when you die.
That's not Pac-Man?
That's when you die. Definitely not Pac-Man. But NES for sure, 1991.
Yeah, definitely NES, but...
All right, I'll continue my hints. It's based on a film, which is why I picked it today, since it's kind of thematically...
City Slickers?
It's definitely not City Slickers. It's also not another Batman game, just for the record. I'm not trying to trick you. All right, I'll give you one more hint.
Beep, 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 beep.
It's based on a movie by the same director... that made Batman and Batman Returns.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So 90, is it Beetlejuice?
You are 100% correct. Nicely
yes!
done.
Yes! Wow, that yeah. I would have never have guessed that. Where's the one punch, two punch? Where's that song
they
set?
Didn't do any of that stuff. I'm telling you, they got lame with it. I'm going to put up a screenshot of the landing page where you see actual Beetlejuice in about four colors.
Oh, my God.
It's horrifying.
That is terrible.
Yep. But there's your Batman, you know, and it's just a different kind of Batman.
Never do that to me again.
Yep.
That was terrible.
That sequel's still getting made, by the way. That's happening. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They got, oh, absolutely.
They got everybody. I mean, they got Michael
what
Keaton.
Choices they have.
They got Keaton. They got, what's her name? From the Stranger Things now.
Yeah. What's her name? She used to steal stuff and put it in her pants.
Yeah. The 90s movie about being slackers.
She was a Heathers and she was Winona Ryder.
Winona Ryder. Woo! She was a robot in Alien 4. That's how I remember.
Robots.
That's right. Her and Charles dance. Anyway,
that's
your game. Brian, I'm going to play your clip here. What's my hints? What do I get?
It's 1991, an arcade. That's all I'm going to give you right now. So let's take a listen, and then we'll go from there.
All right, here we go. Party's over. Definitely an improvement in the audio department. Oh my gosh. What is this thing I'm hearing?
I don't know.
I need another hint.
I'm going to need another hint too because I can't remember what it was. So
I love that you do this. I love that Brian, like,
what the hell?
7 times out of 10,
I can't even find it in my YouTube history because that's my desperate move. I'm like, oh crap, what is this? I gotta have this. Oh, what the crap was this?
I don't know, but this is the most Brian ass thing ever. I love it.
I even converted the audio. Did I do it on my laptop? No, I didn't do it on my laptop. So why is it not showing in my history?
I don't know. The guy yelled, what did he say at the beginning? Hold on. Party zone or party over? Well,
party's over.
Oh, party's over.
Party's
something.
Over. Sewer bean.
Sewer bean.
Oh my God! What is it? It. If I remember correctly, it was like it was also like a superhero game because I wanted to be clever. And it's a fighting game.
One of the first times where Brian is actually guessing his own game.
1991 yep. arcade.
Yep, guess your own game.
Uh-huh. Oh my God.
Yep, guess the game you brought. Guess it.
I've been searching through the Googles too.
I love that you don't know. I love it. I'm never going to get it. I have no idea. So is this going to just this will be
what
a mystery?
What the hell is it?
It sounds like a fighting thing.
Right, I'm firing my laptop up now. That's the only where the place it would be is on my laptop. That doesn't make any sense. Why is it not in my history? Because I know I converted it from here. Maybe I didn't. I could have swore I did it from there. But let me.
Party's over.
Party zone.
Party zone. Is that really the name?
Sounds like it says party zone.
Is that the
Come
name
on,
of the game?
Chat room. Surely somebody. If you said the name, I would at least probably be able to get
no,
it.
No, they're down. Dude,
not Toss Crusader.
Dude, they're down to saying they're down to saying Choplifter now. So you know what that means. Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
I don't
knows.
Even see it in the list. I'm looking at like a list of all arcade games from 1991. I'm not even seeing anything that looks familiar. Oh, my God.
I think that means I automatically win. That's the
I think you do. Yep. I think if I can't even tell you, then I think you win.
Chat room says AutoZone. Yeah, the famous AutoZone game.
Yes, it's AutoZone. Exactly yeah, what it
change
is.
Your blinker fluid was my favorite level. well done. We'll figure that out later, but yes. Guess our
wait,
game.
Wait.
Oh.
I have a video YouTube link here, so let's see.
X Chicken.
You get the X Chicken award.
Wait, so let me see. Oh, freaking come on. Launch the browser already.
Yeah. Yeah, you got it.
Oh is my God. No, I clicked. Oh, hold on. It's coming up. It's coming up. Oh. I know what it is.
What?
It's Spider-Man.
Oh. Wait, there's a Spider-Man arcade game?
Yeah, Spider is the first one I ever seen. It was Spider-Man, the video game arcade.
I don't remember this. Spider-Man.
I knew it was a superhero.
Video game, the arcade. Oh, here we go. Let's take a look at it. Chat, this is it. It's just so we can have, we can, oh, that's very McFarlane, that art. Wow.
Yeah, look at that.
That's what was going on then. That was all the rage. Oh, I remember this game. Yeah. You know the thing I don't like about this game is Spider-Man has a tiny head. Little bitty head.
He does
head.
Have a small head, which is kind of more accurate, right? Spiders have small heads.
Yeah, that's true. Most of them. But I remember thinking this, was this Capcom? It might have been. I remember thinking this looked great in the arcade. I don't think I ever played it though. But I remember thinking it looked pretty good. All right. Well,
no,
there you go.
No more doing my show notes on my laptop.
Nice. No more laptop show notes, everybody. Amazing.
My history.
Amazing. He's about to beat Venom. How's that even possible? Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Venom gets big in this one, in this game.
Oh, yeah. He just killed him.
I don't understand why I kept going Wahoo, though. That's what confused me. Whenever I was looking at the game and it started doing that, I was like, oh, my God. Scott's never going to guess this. I had no idea at the time that Brian would totally forget.
I love it, dude. Don't ever change.
You can't even find it in the top 50 Google listings for arcade games of 1991. What the hell?
I know, right? This is the problem. All right. Well, next week we'll do it again. It'll be great.
Welcome to the Treasure Room.
Hey, look at this. We got some emails. I have two today that I'm going to read.
Ooh.
We get a lot more than that, but we can only read so many on the show. We do read them all, though. So yeah, if you send us an email, don't worry, it won't get lost. We actually do read them. PlayRetroShow@gmail.com is the email address. Mike in NC, that's North Carolina, says,
yeah.
Great show. I'm surprised you didn't mention that Age of Empires finally let you rotate the map. No more lost villagers behind trees. Keep up the great work, Mike. Incorrect. The game, two let you rotate the map, but it only let you rotate it in giant chunks. So there was no slow rotation around anything like you would do in a 3D engine. You could rotate it, but it would be like shunk, like the whole thing would move 90 degrees or 45 degrees and another 45 or whatever. So you could do that in two. And also idle workers. First of all, you had an idle workers button so you could find out where they were at. But also if they were behind a building or trees, you could see their little red outline. So there were ways around it, Mike. Right.
But I think they definitely did do that in 4, right? Or 3. Well, what they finally did do it in the series somewhere.
You could rotate freely. 4 definitely. Right. But I'm telling you, 2 had a rotation. You just.
I believe you.
It had to be. It was like a full perspective flip. Like you didn't.
Right.
I don't even know how to describe it. It
was like a mirroring effect, maybe? Or was it?
No, you were definitely rotating. It's just. Unless I'm mixing this up with like Pharaoh or something, maybe I am.
Right, that's a good question. We need to look into that, Mike. That's a good question. But you definitely can do it in later games, which bum me out because, like, well, how am I supposed to hide my villagers from troops oncoming and annoy people?
Yeah, I mean it's a good point, right? Okay, here we go. The rotation of the map be? No, I can't find it now. Age of Empires 2. Oh, here we go. Okay, let's see if I can. Prove I'm an idiot here. No one replied. It's a forum post where the guy asked the question and nobody answered.
He asked the same question.
Yeah, great. Great. Anyway, if you guys know that answer, send it and let us know. Ben from Rugby, UK.
Rugby!
Is that where rugby came from, I wonder?
Don't know.
Okay. Do you ever play?
But maybe he's saying he's in a scrum right now.
Oh.
In the UK.
He could be. Do you ever play rugby? Yeah. You ever try that?
No, I value my life.
Did you ever play video game rugby? I've done that once or twice. It's all right.
You know what? I'm trying to think of a video game rugby I might have played. For no significant amount of time, at least, I can say that much.
EA had one, but I don't know if they still do it.
Okay.
Rugby game.
Rug.
All this Googling today. Let's see. EA making the next rugby game. Bab. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Rugby, EA Sports Rugby for the PlayStation 2. I think that's the one I played, now that I think about it.
Look at that.
Yep.
Oh, but did Ben have something to say, though, other than to prove that there was a rugby game?
Yeah, he did actually have other stuff to say. He says, hey, dudes, just wanted to let you know that Pac-Man is for sale on the Xbox for $1.59. Yeah, no. Sorry, Miss Pac-Man. Correct. Miss Pac-Man is on sale on the Xbox for €1, or these are pounds, $1 or £1.59. So £1.59p, I think is how they'd say it.
Yes.
Says you're always talking about that one as the one that got away. So I thought you might be interested. Keep up the great content, Ben. Yeah, I do want to get that. I don't know if it's on sale here, though. Let's just check.
I'm looking now, and you're right. I just got a notification on my Xbox that said now I have how long to beat.
Miss Pac-Man. Xbox.
Activate Miss Pac-Man.
Activate Pac-Man. Oh, here it is right here. Buy Miss Pac-Man on Xbox. And what is the price? The price is not available, it says.
The price is you can't have it, fool.
Oh, weird. Okay, buy on Series Miss Pac-Man. Here's another listing. Oh, that one's $3.99. Looks like the sale's over, but it's just $4. I could do this for $4. It's called Arcade Game Series Miss Pac-Man, and it's available and will be playable on Xbox One and Series X and S, and is $4. $4.
$5. $20.
I might get that.
Is it Pac-Man Music? Which one was it? You said it was?
It's called Arcade Game Series. Miss Pac-Man is the full title, but okay. It's a standalone thing.
Oh,
yeah. They must have put these. They
sell it on Steam, and the lowest I went to Is There Any Deal? Yeah. One of my favorite places to go. Yeah. It is $3.99 on Steam right now, or 99 cents was the lowest it's ever been. So, I don't see they don't have the Xbox listing here though, so I don't know.
Well, if it was $1.50 right now, I'd get it.
Yeah,
but I'm not going to.
Like, you know, I can't be spending $4.
Yeah, forget it.
On Miss Pac-Man.
$4.
What about like a made out of dollars?
Yeah. What kind of crazy person are you?
Right.
Thank you both for your emails. That email address once again is playretroshow@gmail.com. Our next episode and discussion is going to be all about Monkey Island.
Woo! Are we doing Monkey Island or do we back out? I thought we decided on arcade trackball games. Missile Command.
Oh, you have your ore here. Okay. Well, here's the thing. Yeah. We got to make a decision because Monkey Island, the new Monkey Island just hit today.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the original idea behind it that I put Monkey Island in there was the return of Monkey Island has hit Steam. And we could also do arcade trackballs, but I don't mind saving that one if you want to do the Monkey Island. I'm totally down with that.
People are raving about that game.
Yeah.
Apparently they really nail it. I'm going to pick it up this week sometime.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe that makes that the better topic for just this time. But okay, so here's what we're going to do. We'll give you a sneak peek at what's coming up. We got the Monkey Island business next week. Okay. So that's going to happen there. And then on the very next week, we're talking arcade trackballs and the best games that use them. Think Centipede, Marble Madness, Missile Command, Crystal Castles. The list goes on. Okay.
Spin them balls.
Millipede.
Millipede.
What's the one where you had to go really fast?
All of them?
No, there was one that you had to just like roll one direction really quick to get to do something. And it was like,
I don't know, but I was always fascinated with trackballs at the arcade though. Cause I was like, ooh, but then, you know, in my 2022 brain, I go, ew.
Yeah. That's how you get all the flus and freaking stomach bugs back then when we were kids.
I don't know why that's more disgusting than somebody sweat gripping, a joystick. But for some reason, them trackballs seem like they would be disgusting.
They are gross. I'm sure if you did a test on them or blacklighted them, you would be horrified by what you saw.
Right.
But the games that they made or inspired that use them, some of my favorite games ever. Marble Madness is on my top 10 of all time. I love that game. Missile Command.
Love it.
Love Missile Command at the time.
Yes.
I don't like it as much now.
It's hard to play now.
It's hard to play now because if you don't, if you don't have the ball, forget it.
Yeah.
Just freaking forget it. If you have a ball, then maybe.
I found a new ball on, was it Amazon? Where did I see it at? Because we know we was having trouble getting you that Atari Fight Stick with the trackball. I saw another one.
Oh, right.
That looked pretty cool. But I came out to send it to you after the show, and I'll post it.
Yeah, let me know if you see it.
If I find it.
I would be very curious.
It like a good option.
Okay. Yeah, we're gonna talk about that. We had a Missile Command in our house when I was growing up. And I can even tell some fun stories about what you had to do to clean it because they would break sometimes. but they were really easy to clean if you knew what you were doing. And you could even, as a player, do it.
You just spun them and you just went lick.
Ew, gross. That's horrible. But even if you were like a player going into the arcade, you could do this as the player. You could clean it.
Yeah.
You just didn't know it. So we'll talk about all that and everything to do with those coming up. So Monkey Island next week, arcade trackballs after that. In the meantime, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/playretro. We gave away a PlayStation Classic this week to a lucky patron over there. And that was Eric Hodges. I want to wish him congratulations for being our random pick. He was. I've already talked to him, already shipping it. He's super nice, was really nice in his reply. Lives down there in Texas. We are happy to send this his direction.
Right.
So watch for that soon, Eric, and we'll have more giveaways coming up soon. That's just one cool thing about being a Patreon or patrons. You may get access to cool contests like this, but lots of other stuff that everybody who signs up there can get, like no commercials ever, pre-show content every week, monthly benefits. And people like Rodney Larson and Matt Marks, these brand new patrons, they know what's up.
You know what the deal is.
Yeah, they know what they see right in front of their eyes. So should you. Go check it out. Patreon.com/playretro. For all other things, it's frogpants.com/playretro. Find it all there. Hey, Brian. Anything else you want to say before we go?
That controller I saw was an Atari-branded arcade 1-Up Atari 10 games in 1 video game Couchcade. I don't know if it plugs into anything else, but it looks mighty sweet, and I sent you a link to it.
Okay.
But I play these games every night of the week, 6 p.m. Eastern time, typically. If you don't catch me there, I'll be back. Don't worry. 6 p.m. Eastern time. Watch us play these stupid video games.
Yeah, it's a good time. Play retro and play with Brian. That's what we want you to do. Speaking of which, go play an old video game, you guys. And come back next week and join us again. We'll see you then. Bye now.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.
Nobody's afraid of Bruce Wayne.
I stole that from the fighting game.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.